Council.
670 AM. KIRN. Simi Valley, Los Angeles. 95.5 FM, HD3.
Kenosha shooting, Hurricane Laura. I'm Ann Cates. More marches are being held today in Kenosha, Wisconsin over the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Correspondent Shimon Prokopesh reports authorities have released little information about the incident.
There was a knife in the vehicle that Mr. Blake was driving. Of course, all this coming as really this city, the country, wanting to know what happened here, wanting answers. You know, we saw big rallies yesterday in Washington, D.C. Today, there will be some rallies here in Kenosha's, as the country just really wants some answers as to what happened.
Cleanup has begun in the wake of Hurricane Laura.
Experts say the expected 20 feet of storm surge missed Lake Charles and instead struck a less populated region. That was because the storm made a last-minute wobble to the east. The system also threaded a needle between the large cities of New Orleans and Houston. Storm preparations experts say residents and emergency managers were smart in their preparations and evacuation. Laura was still devastating, but it was not as catastrophic as it might have been. I'm Marla Smajeris.
President Trump is surveying the storm damage. Coronavirus cases continue to grow on Capitol Hill.
At least 100 legislative branch employees have tested positive for COVID-19, including 39 members of the Capitol Police Force. More than 630 officers on the force are on COVID-related administrative leave. Several lawmakers and their staff have tested positive, including Republican Senators Rand Paul of Kentucky and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, both of whom are physicians. Others include Republican Representatives Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida and Louis Gohmert of Texas, as well as Democrats Ben McAdams of Utah and Joe Cunningham of South Carolina. One congressional staffer has died. Lindy Kenyon, Washington.
The U.S. coronavirus death toll has topped 182,000, and there are more than 5.9 million confirmed cases. I'm Ann Cates.
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
Hello everyone and welcome to today's program. My name is Debbie Amini and today I have the pleasure of hosting an interview with Lucina Simonian, founder of Mirai Collection. Lucina grew up in Armenia. She graduated from the French University in Armenia, getting her master's degree in accounting and finance, and is currently working as a tax accountant in Los Angeles, California. In 2019, Lucina launched an online platform called Mirai Collections. It represents her vision for curating an eclectic collection of accessories that highlights the diverse and distinctive creative expertise of talented Armenian artists. For Lucina, her sense of fulfillment comes from maintaining a connection to the Armenian tradition of handcrafted artisanal goods and sharing the talents of the artisans, silversmiths, fine artists, graphic designers, and metal workers with a global audience. Mirai Collections was recently selected to be part of the Female Founder Collective, an elite network of female-owned and led businesses. Founded by fashion designer Rebecca Minkoff, the Female Founder Collective recognizes female entrepreneurs that create opportunities for women in ways that impact social and economic growth, a value system that aligns with Lucina's vision to empower and amplify the voices of the Armenian artists that are represented by Mirai Collection. Lucina, welcome to today's program.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having me, and I'm very blessed and honored to be with your audience today.
Thank you so much. Let me start with when you moved to United States from Armenia. What year did you move?
I moved in 2010, so I have been here around 10 years.
Wow, that's pretty recent. And you work as a tax accountant. What motivated you to pursue something different within these 10 years?
When I was growing up in Armenia and going to French university, I loved numbers. So the thing that I decided to pursue my career was accounting and finance. And University was amazing in terms that it taught me French, a new language, while teaching me accounting. When I moved to the United States, I started working as a tax accountant, and I love doing taxes. The reason why I started Mirai Collections was because even though I love tax and I love what I do at my day job, I didn't feel like I'm giving back to the community, especially Armenian community. And that is how the idea of having an online platform that would represent Armenian artists came about.
Wow, very interesting. So what is Mirai Collection? Can you explain a little bit more? I explained a little bit in your bio, but I want to learn more. What is Mirai Collection about? What do you offer to people? Go ahead.
Mirai Collections is an online platform that represents and empowers Armenian artists. When I created Mirai Collections, I had the vision of bringing Armenian artists to a U.S. consumer and to worldwide consumer. And living here in the United States, especially in Los Angeles, where we have such a big community of Armenians, it was a great opportunity both consumers and artists to be connected. So basically, it is a bridge that connects these two individuals together.
Interesting. So let me ask you, the Armenian that you're talking about that work with you in Mirai Collection, do they live in Los Angeles area, or they could be living in Armenia and you're helping them to promote their art and talent?
Mm-hmm. Most of them do live in Armenia, but Mirai Collections is for all Armenian artists. The goal is to represent artists who are of Armenian origin. And currently we have 44 artists. And we have artists from LA, from Boston, from Dubai, from Lebanon, and from Armenia. Most of them are from Armenia currently.
Okay, I see. So as long as they are Armenian, they could be all over the world. But is it just limited to Armenian people who are originally Armenian, or you might have support other people from other backgrounds mm-hmm. as well?
I love art in general, and every artist, whatever their origin is very appealing to me. I love art. But since there are so many platforms, Mirai Collections was created for artists who are of Armenian origin. The art, when you see on the website, is not specifically Armenian. Not everything represents just letters or something that Armenian would recognize, let's say pomegranate. A lot of it is art. A lot of the artists are painters themselves, and they do jewelry and accessories. So you will see art represented on it. It's just because of our heritage of being an Armenian and trying to give back to the community. That is the reason why Mirai Collection represents artists from Armenian origin.
Very good. So the door is not closed to other artists, but originally belongs to Armenian artists. So let's talk about what you actually offer to people. How much of the work or how much of your work and launching Mirai Collection is about preserving the Armenian culture and heritage?
Mm-hmm. I am a big jewelry lover, and I love accessories. I travel a lot, and especially when I used to live in Armenia, we were so close to Europe, so we travel a lot. We are exposed to so many different arts. And when I started living in the United States, I would go to Armenia every year, and every year I would buy so many things for myself. And then I said, you know, these people are so talented, and people living in the United States do not have the exposure to see this jewelry and accessory. They would have to travel 15, 16 hours to Armenia to be able to purchase this. And that idea of making it easier both for the consumer and for the artist combined together created this online platform.
Very interesting. You mentioned that artists from all over the world, you're working with them, and you're representing their artwork, their talent. In what way is your presence in the United States or in Los Angeles is a way for the talented Armenian artist to be represented here by someone who truly believes in the value of sharing their gifts?
That is a very good question. Living in a country with a developed economy and being able to be the voice of the artists who come from a third world country makes a very big difference, especially recently with the global pandemic. I think that got reinforced even more because we all go through this pandemic globally, but third world countries have more challenges. Even the Postal Service. In the United States, Postal Service never ceased working. We always had our mail delivered. But if you look at Armenia, a lot of it stopped. So just being here in Los Angeles, in California, that gives a big opportunity for all these artists to continue to work and to continue to create, knowing that they do have a consumer and that there is a company that represents them and makes their jewelry and accessories available worldwide.
Wow, very interesting. So, you know, this program, this show is called Entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Beyond a retail endeavor that engages U.S. consumers with Armenian goods, does Murray create an opportunity for the Armenian community to discover their own potential and opportunities for growth as both artists and entrepreneurs?
I believe so, because if you think about it, every artist is like a small entrepreneur because they create the product, they take pictures of it, and they try to market and promote it. So each artist, you can say, is a small entrepreneur. Also, my team consists of 7 people. We have 2 photographers, and they are contractors themselves, so they have their own businesses. So having Murray is actually beneficial and is able to be a support system, not just to our team members who are small businesses, but also to the artists who themselves are small entrepreneurs.
Very interesting. When I was reading your bio, I noticed that a lot of it is about female entrepreneurs. But does Murray Collection create an equal opportunity for both men and women, or is it just specifically designed to empower women?
It is designed to empower artists in general. I do believe we have more female artists on the site, but just because artists, maybe more of them are women, and women have more time in their hands to create. But the opportunity that we create is equal for men and women. Our main thing when we look at an artist before adding to Murray Collections is the quality of work and the uniqueness of art. We have men artists who have very unique art and just amazing accessories, and each accessory is one of a kind. So we create opportunity both for men and women.
Very interesting. So let's say from our audience, there are people right now who are interested in joining Murray Collection. They would like to get your support and help to assist them to represent their art. And we might even have people who are interested in purchasing these Armenian arts. How do the people reach out to you? You said that this is online most of the time, but do you provide any showcase? How do you reach out to people, and how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, that will be great, because we're in a constant search of new artists, and it just makes our goal more purposeful. Any artist who would like to join, they can send their information to our email address, which is info@murraycollections.com. And any consumer who would like to purchase unique jewelry and accessories without having to travel worldwide, they can do it through our website. It's www.mireycollections.com. And, of course, Instagram, the shop is open, so you can purchase items from Instagram, too. And the handle is Mirey Collections.
Sorry, I didn't get the name of your Instagram.
Mirey Collections.
Okay, it's the same thing, Mirey Collection. So it doesn't have any before or after?
No.
I heard something. No, okay. All right, very good. So everything is just Mirey Collection, and it's easy probably to Google it. And this is the same for people who want to join you as an artist, and also people who want to support you and buy your products, right?
That is correct.
Very good. Thank you so much. What challenges and issues did you have to face and overcome
to start and continue this business, especially considering that you have been in this country only for 10 years. It usually takes time for people to come to this country, get familiar with the business. What were your challenges?
That is true. When I started, I was a single mother working in a tax accounting firm, which is a public accounting firm, so we're busy most of the year. And anytime when a person asks me, how did you do it, the best answer I can give is that you need to love what you're doing. When I started Mirai Collections, it was this passion for the artists and their work and believing in the honest work and the quality of their jewelry and accessories that made me do it. And to this day, whenever, of course, I do get tired just like any other person, when I do get tired, I just look at it and I'm like, this is why I started it. So the jewelry and the accessories that we have on the website give me an energy to continue. So anyone who wants to start something new, they need to love it, first of all, so that it gives them a constant energy. And like with anything else, you're going to be tired. So ask yourself, can I do this when I'm tired? And if the answer is yes, that's when you need to do it. So there were a lot of challenges, starting the website, connecting with the artists, trying to figure out the shipping from Armenia to United States, all of those things, and having a team that is so supportive. But we're here, and, you know, with all the pandemic, we still continue strong, and actually the purpose is reinforced now, being and living in the United States.
So even with pandemic, it didn't affect your work and this business, right? What I'm hearing?
It slowed down for a couple months, especially from March, April to May, because there were so many changes and retail stores were closed. But being online, that really helped us to keep the sales. And while it was pandemic, we were just trying to give back to the community even more, to giving back to the nurses, to the frontline workers. So we used that time to reach out to the community and continue that way until business started picking up again. And we're happy to say that today online business is doing good, and we also represent the collection in a store which is located in Glendale, California. It's a clothing store, and we have an area for Mirai Collection so that consumers can go and see it with their own eyes.
Very interesting. So is this something new that you just launched?
Yes. Store, we are in a clothing store, so the store is not ours, but we do showcase jewelry and accessories that we have on Mirai Collection's website, the ones that are in stock in that clothing store. And the store is called Modici. Address is 6618 San Fernando Road. It's Glendale, California.
Very good. And just in case that our audience are not writing the address down, I'm sure this is something that is included in your website and they can perhaps get more information.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now I have another question for you, because you were an immigrant and actually a female immigrant. Do you think this added to the challenges or and caused more obstacles, or did it actually serve towards your advantage?
I believe there are two sides of the story. Part of it, when you are an immigrant, I think you have more energy to give back. And you come from a country where you see how challenging it is to keep up the work, and people work almost 7 days a week and they don't make as much money as they would make in a developed country. So being an immigrant gives you this energy that you won't have it anywhere else, I believe, and the sense of work ethic that is very devoted to what you're doing. But as you said, 10 years is not a long time to be in a new country. So there was a process of adjusting and with, you know, starting the work in a new environment. It's how you look at life. I think everyone has a challenge, but if you love something, you do it despite the challenges.
That's great. But I'm looking at the perspective of, like, when you go and apply for the business and you want to start an online. So I understand your point of view, being immigrant and female, and you were, you knew what to do, and you never got tired of it. You didn't give up. But what about the reaction of people, like when you went to apply for the business and stuff like that? Was being immigrant and a female toward your advantage or cause obstacles?
I think a lot of the obstacles are very internal. It's about disbelief because, and I don't know why, but I've heard this from other entrepreneurs too. A lot of disbelief comes within the family. So a lot of close family members would say, maybe you shouldn't do it. Are you sure about it? I had a lot of support from people who are creative and who believe in Armenian heritage and representing it. But a lot of times, yeah, it comes even through family. You need to be very tough with them and say, no, this is what I want to do. In terms of paperwork, it was easy because being an accountant, we deal with papers a lot. Paperwork wasn't that hard. Regarding immigrant and being a woman, I can say going and trying to have some deals and networking is harder because a lot of the business world is, majority of them are men. So being a woman and trying to sit at the table.
Very interesting.
Yeah, gives a challenge, but, you know, you need to be tough.
That's true. So we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back soon, and we'll continue our discussion with Lucina Simonian, founder of Mireille Collections. Stay with us.
سلام دوستان، من رامین یونسی، بنیانگذار و مدیر دفاتر وکالت یونسی لا هستم. به اطلاع صاحبان مشاغل در کالیفرنیا میرسانم که با توجه به شرایط و تأثیرات ویروس کرونا این امکان وجود دارد که بتوان زیانها، مخارج و درآمد از دست رفته شما را از شرکت‌های بیمه دریافت کرد. به دلیل وجود صدها شرکت بیمه، متن بیمه ها با یکدیگر متفاوتند. من رامین یونسی و وکلای همکارم بیمه نامه شما را با دقت کامل بررسی کرده و حقوقتان را دریافت می‌کنیم. هزینه ما فقط بعد از برنده شدن پرداخت می‌شود.
رامین یونسی در یونسی لا با 25 سال سابقه با 80 وکیل و دادیار در خدمت شما. تلفن 323-777-7777 323-777-7777.
سلام، انوش هستم از مرسدس بنز انسینو. دوستان عزیز، به اطلاع شما میرسانم که ما در نمایشگاه مرسدس بنز انسینو مجدداً آماده برای پذیرش و همکاری با شما با سرویس برتر، قیمت‌های بسیار مناسب و محیط ایمن در خدمت شما هستیم. با ما با شماره 1-800-GO-MERCEDES یا mbensino.com mbensino.com تماس بگیرید. روز نو، اتومبیل نو از مرسدس بنز انسینو. منتظر دیدارتان هستم.
کمپانی کردیت من با بیش از 7 سال سابقه در زمینه کردیت ریپر دارای چندین شعبه در ایالات کالیفرنیا، ویرجینیا، مریلند و نیویورک با همکاری مشاوران حقوقی عضو کانون بین‌المللی وکلا آماده ترمیم و تصحیح کردیت شماست.
من پویان آینی، دکترای مهندسی صنایع، با همکاری تیم توانمندم برای برطرف کردن مشکلات کردیت شما در کنارتان هستم.
نرگس هستم، کارشناس ارشد مدیریت اجرایی، مدیر بخش کالکشن.
نسرین هستم، کارشناس حسابداری، مدیر بخش کاهش بدهی.
آیلین هم ماتماتیکای مسنگت، هایوس باجنی کاراواریچ.
بابک هستم، دکترای حقوق، مدیر قسمت حقوقی و اجرایی.
رویا هستم، کارشناس ارشد روانشناسی، مدیر روابط عمومی.
دزیره هستم، دارای مدرک ریال استیت، مدیر بخش پابلیک ریکورد.
800-630-3728 800-630-3728 کردیت من، حامی کردیت تو.
عرض کنم من موکل دکتر کامران یدیدی نیستم و تا به حال پرونده با ایشون نداشتم، ولی با اجازه خود ایشون دارم مطالب رو میگم. من با دوستم توی ماشین بودیم و تصادف کردیم خیلی بد. دوستم گفت من میرم پیش کامران یدیدی، کارش بهتره. من گفتم نه، یه وکیلی هست که میگه اینا همه تبلیغاتیان و من میخوام برم پیش اون. خلاصه پرونده و دکتر درمون، موقع حساب کتاب مبلغ خسارت دریافتی دوستم $100,000 از من بیشتر شد. به وکیلم گفتم مگه میشه اینقدر تفاوت؟ ایشونم منمن کرد و دلایل عجب غریب آورد. منم کپی پروندهمو آوردم پیش آقای یدیدی. یه نگاهی کردن و گفتم پرونده خراب شده و دیس ایز ایت. اونجا بود فهمیدم چرا مردم فوری میرن پیش یدیدی. یعنی هر کی میخواد بدونه چرا کامران یدیدی، کافیه فقط یک بار پروندهشو ببره جای دیگه. و سلام.
دکتر کامران یدیدی، برگه برنده شما در امور تصادفات. 818-999-99-99.
روزهای پر امید به زودی باز می‌گردند و بیزینس ها با بازگشایی آماده پذیرایی از مشتریان خود می‌شوند. رادیو ایران مؤثرترین وسیله برای رساندن پیغام صاحبان مشاغل به ایرانیان جنوب کالیفرنیا است. پیغام شما چه اعلام بازگشایی محل کارتان باشد، چه آشنایی مردم با بیزینس شما، به مهارت کادر بازرگانی رادیو ایران اعتماد کنید. آگهی در رادیو ایران همیشه جواب می‌دهد. 323-851-5476 323-851-5476.
دوستان عزیز، بارها دوستان به من زنگ میزنن و میخوان ببینن که کجا میتونن اینوست کنن که سرمایهشون امن باشه، سود خوبی داشته باشه و 100% دسترسی بهش داشته باشن. من به اطلاع شما عزیزان میرسونم که همچی چیزی وجود نداره. مواظب باشین توی دام و تله‌ای نیفتین. تمام سرمایهتون رو یک جا اینوست نکنین و در خطر نذارین. کاری که من براتون انجام میدم بعد از 34 سال تجربه اینه که با True Diversification در asset کلاس های مختلف سرمایه شما رو نسبتاً امن نگه میداریم، میتونیم سود زیادی بهتون نشون بدیم و با دسترسی زیاد به سرمایه‌تون. با یک مصاحبه کوتاه و انجام دادن یک Retirement Roadmap رایگان میتونیم به شما نشون بدیم که چجوری این کار رو انجام میدیم. برای مشاوره رایگان با من تماس بگیرین. دیوید کنانی هستم، Independent Financial Fiduciary، 877-829-9227.
قانون و دارایی با دفاتر حقوقی علی طلایی، Trust, Estate, Probate and Business Planning Attorney. دلایل اصلی برای داشتن تراست و استیت پلنینگ.
اگر شما دارای خانه و یا ملک تجاری هستید،
اگر بیشتر از 150 هزار دلار در حساب مالی خود دارید،
اگر فرزند زیر 18 سال دارید،
اگر تازه ازدواج کردید و یا تازه طلاق گرفتید،
و یا اگر دارای بیزنس شخصی خود هستید،
برای برنامه‌ریزی های دقیق و کامل استیت پلنینگ و بیزنس پلنینگ با من علی طلایی با شماره 818-285-285-0 تماس بگیرید.
818-285-285-0.
دفاتر در وودلند هیلز، وست لس آنجلس و ایروین.
talailaw.com 818-285-285-0.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
A change in policy about election security updates to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Marlis Majerus is in Washington.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has informed the House and Senate Select Committees on Intelligence that it will no longer be briefing on election security issues. That told to CNN from a senior administration official. It will provide written updates, according to that official.
Cleanup continues in Louisiana and Texas in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura. Correspondent Gary Tuckman reports some areas have been pummeled.
Destruction here is immense. When you go in the city of Lake Charles and drive around, population 78,000, you see very few streets that are unscathed. And even now, as we speak, people are calling police, frantic, because they still can't contact their loved ones.
There are now 5.9 million confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S., and the death toll has topped 182,000. I'm Ann Cates.
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
Welcome back to the second part of today's program. I am Debbie Amini, and here with me Lucina Simonian, founder of Mirai Collections. It's really a great pleasure to have you, Lucina. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Debbie.
When I read your bio, I read that Mirai Collections was recently selected to be part of the Female Founder Collective, which is an elite network of female-owned and led businesses. Would you please explain to me more what is Female Founder Collective and what made Mireille Collection to be selected by Female Founder Collective?
Female Founder Collective was founded by Rebecca Minkoff. She is the co-founder, and being a designer herself, she felt like there was no network of women that if she wants to do business with them, she can go and find. That is why she created this network, which already has more than 50,000 females in it all over the United States. It's nationwide. And Mireille Collections was honored to be part of it. Application process is pretty straightforward. The main thing is it has to be founded by a woman, or most of employees need to be women. And that's the qualification. So any female entrepreneur out there listening to us right now, definitely apply. It's Female Founder Collective. They do seminars, workshops, and give very informative webinars about current situation, about networking, and it's a great place where women can support each other.
Very interesting. How many artists currently are working with you?
I love that question because artists inspire me. We originally started with 5 artists back in March of 2019. In less than a year, we already had over 30, and as of right now, we work with 45 artists. It is the big part of Mireille trying to represent the artists, and we do have a place. If you go to the website, there is a tab that's called Artists, and there you can find a short bio about each of them. Just very interesting to read the story behind every artist and how they started to do what they're doing today.
Very interesting. So out of these 45 artists, how many live in Los Angeles currently, and how many are from Armenia? You said that you have artists from all over the world. I'm going to just ask you about these 2 locations.
That's a good question. Around 80% are from Armenia, and the rest are worldwide.
Very interesting. We talked about art and accessories. You know, there are plenty of items that could belong to this category of art. What items exactly do you have on your website? When you were saying, I assume jewelry is one of them, right?
Correct, yes. Originally, we only wanted to have silver jewelry, but as we met more artists and saw that they do everything from natural materials, we started adding the categories. Right now, we have women, men, and kids categories, and they include anything from jewelry, which is silver or gold-plated or leather items, all the way to scarves and bags and nice shirts for kids and men. Of course, recently we've added masks, which we just don't have enough time to restock because I just received the shipment and it's almost gone, at least half of it. So masks have definitely had a higher demand taking the account of the current situation. But anything we have is from natural materials. It has to be silk, it has to be silver, gold-plated, leather, and I've noticed that a lot of artists, especially from Armenia, are very used to using all these natural materials because they're so much more connected to nature itself.
Very interesting. So from what I'm hearing, there are a lot of items and many things that belong to Armenia. But do you have anything that like stands out that this just belongs to Armenia? Like Persian rug is famous all over the world. What about Armenia? What do
Persian
we have?
Rugs.
Yeah.
I think that the distinct thing about Armenian culture, I would say, is pomegranate. Pomegranate has been used in a lot of items. We have earrings with it, rings, beautiful scarves. That would stand out for me. We use it as way of prosperity. So you will see a lot of pomegranate. You will see Mount Ararat because it's so visible from Armenia. and a lot of the heroes from history. But to answer your question, I think it is pomegranate.
Very interesting. And I think we are getting to the season that pomegranate is finally coming to the market.
Yes.
So it's interesting that they had this program right before. Do you plan any events? Is there any upcoming events that you might be interested to share with our audience?
Yes, we have switched a lot of events to virtual events. Recently, Guinea Fest aired as virtual event, which represents the Armenian wines, and Mireille was represented there. Hopefully, by the end of the year, they will allow us to do outdoor events. And mm-hmm. in the upcoming week, we're going to have a women's networking event, again, outdoors, and this is for all women entrepreneurs in the LA area. And Female Founder Collective is going to have another workshop. Everything is virtual, so we have switched, of course, to virtual a lot of things. But the main thing is that we continue to build the company and to build the jewelry and accessories, the selection that we have. And that's what we're working on right now.
So for people, is the events open to public or is by invitation only?
Guinea Fest will be open to public. Female Founder Collective, they have, you need to purchase tickets, but it is open to public as well.
So if people are interested in, they just have to go to your website and get the information about the time, place. I mean, you said it's online, actually.
We will
post
it in the links, yes. Because Instagram right now, it has links. So if they go to the links, they will see the upcoming events.
Very good. When I asked you about you being a tax accountant and what motivated you to pursue something different, you mentioned that you felt that you have to give back to the community. And that's why you started Mireille Collection. Now, I understand that Mireille Collection is supporting Armenian talented artists and also is preserving Armenian culture and heritage. But is there anything else that you can mention that Mireille Collection is contributing to the community?
Mm-hmm. Having a business and being able to network a lot, I think, has been great in terms of giving back to the community because that was the idea behind it, as tax is very limited to a daily job. The recent things that we did was one thing I'm very proud of that we were supporting our frontline workers the first couple months of the pandemic and hopefully making their life a little easier by taking them flowers and trying to give them gifts because we have an artist who makes skincare all natural, so we would take skincare products to them. With the all the protests and Black Lives Matter and everything that's happening in Lebanon, we did a donation over a weekend sale. So whatever sales we had, that was donated to Lebanon Red Cross. And sometimes there is war that breaks in Armenia. We try to help in that way. So we try to help the LA community. We try to help Armenians worldwide. And I think it has been very rewarding to see that we can touch lives, even if it's a small amount of the contribution.
Of course it does. Thank you so much for that. I always admire people who care about people and they would like to support them in any way they can. Let's say that somebody wants to start a new business now. We talked about artists who would like to join your group and what they would like to get your support in introducing their art. But let's say that somebody else wants to start a new business, a totally different business. Since you just started this business within the past 10 years and you kind of were new in this country as well, what is your advice to people who want to start something?
Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of creative ideas and a lot of people I meet during this journey. I see a lot of creative ideas. The thing between an idea and an actual business is action. So one thing you want to do is definitely take action. Even if it's a small action, keep going and taking it. and be consistent about it, because some days you will feel good about it, some days you won't feel good about it, and some days you will be tired, some days you will be full of energy. You need to know that business is a journey and that you need to be consistent and definitely take an action.
How much do you suggest for them to take a risk? Obviously, a calculated risk, but I think one of the main concerns of the people who wants to start a new business is the risk they are going to take. How much do you think taking a risk, a calculated risk, plays a role in this?
Mm-hmm. I think coming from a financial background, the best advice I can give is know your costs. When you are trying to understand, will this be a profitable business, shall I do it or shall I not, definitely the first thing you want to look at is your expenses. So any expenses you have, do times two, and that's what your income should be. If you start with a place of expenses and knowing them, then you will know if you're ready or if that business will give you at least minimum that much of profit and you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Lucy, you graduated from the French University in Armenia, and you came to Los Angeles about 10 years ago. So I assume you speak Armenian, French, and obviously mm-hmm. English. Is there any other language that you speak?
Yes, and Russian, because Armenia is so close to Russia and used to be part of Soviet Union.
Okay. So you're not Armenian Persian, you're Armenian Armenian. Correct?
Correct, from Armenia, yes. I have a lot of Persian Armenian friends. Radio station, by the way, and their parents too, so I'm really happy to be part of it.
How close is Armenian language, the one you speak, to the Persian Armenian language? I'm sure you guys understand each other, but when it comes to accents and some words, is there any difference?
Yes. Some words are different, sometimes pronunciation is different, but it comes from the same language, so we have an easy time to understand each other, especially I studied with a lot of Persian Armenians in college, and a lot of my friends are Persian Armenians. We are able to understand each other. Of course, some words are different, or they use Farsi words, and we use Russian words in our daily speech, so that makes it a little bit harder.
So since you mentioned that you have friends of Persian Armenian, you're probably familiar with the culture as well. So how close the culture is? I want to know if, the people stick to their roots and the original culture, or this is something that actually changed with time and living in a different country with a different culture.
I think... all cultures like to preserve what they have. My coworker is Persian, and I talk to her a lot. I believe we have the same values in terms of family and mm-hmm. preserving culture. And a lot of our culture, as you know, is around food. So food is a very big part of us. And I love Persian and also Persian Armenian food because you use so many more spices than we do from Armenia. So a lot of times we learn from each other. But I believe the culture overall as an older generation is very similar because we have the same family values.
Wow, interesting. So now that we talked about Armenian Armenians, Armenian Persians, I want to know if you have a message for our audience. You know, most of our audience speak Farsi, mm-hmm. they're Persian, and we also have Armenians, Persian Armenians. But I want to hear your message to our Armenian audience in Armenian language. What would you like to say to them?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know Persian. I would love to say something in Farsi. But to our Armenian audience, I would say, Shachno Akalem, Vorai Sormia Tselek, Radio Station Inyev, Mirai Collections Zostak Tvele, Hai Artist Neri Hamad, for PC Karwanak, Nedans Ashkatank Nere, Gnum Nerkatel Hens Estek, Amerika Imia Chalna Hang Neru, Yevet Uzumek, Karwek Mer Web Kaika Gna, Yev. Արևտուրան են այնտեղից եւ պետք չի ճամփորդել ամբողջ ճանապարհը մինչեւ Հայաստան, բայց կարելի է այստեղ Ամերիկան գտնվելով գտնել շատ հետաքրքիր աքսեսուարներ, որոնք պատրաստված են های باغندوار آفیسر گوهی. That's it.
Now I need to translate.
I know. I just thank everyone and thank the audience and just let them know that, you know, if they are looking for a unique gift made by an Armenian artist, they can check our website and they don't have to travel all the way to Armenia, but they can make their purchase here in the United States.
Very nice. You mentioned that you were a single mom when you arrived.
Yes.
Am I correct? Yeah. So being a mother and starting a new business on the side of being a tax accountant, I'm sure you couldn't probably give your full attention to your, I don't know if you have a son or a daughter?
Yes, I have a daughter.
You have a daughter. So sometimes I believe children would be angry at their parents for not giving them all the attention and all the time. But at the same time, I think parents who work hard and establish something like what you did could be a pride to their children as well. They are happy for their mom's success. I was wondering, how does your daughter feel about this? What was the challenges with her and where you're standing with her right now?
You're very right. Yes, it is, I believe, harder because you don't give as much time to your kids. But there's one thing that I learned from my parents. They're very hardworking, and I believe my work ethic comes from them. A lot of times we think we need to teach them and tell them what to do. But if you think about it, they learn by watching us, what we are doing, how we are handling the tough situations in life, and what makes us happy. So the thing that my daughter hopefully learns from this journey is to see that her mom doesn't make any excuses, and she does what she believes in and what she's passionate about. So even if there's a challenge, she sees how I overcome that challenge. With pandemic, I am glad that we got to spend more time together with my daughter, because I was very busy before that. But again, I think they learn the work ethic from you, and they learn that you shouldn't be lazy. You should be hardworking and pursue your dreams no matter what.
That's interesting, because I'm sure there are a lot of moms out there who would like to start a new business, but at the same time, they don't want to cut down any time from being with their children and the attention that they have to pay to their children. But so you look at this as something positive. You encourage them to go after their dreams of starting a new business and the time that it needs to be attended to that. And then at the end, it's going to be good for the children as well. It's not like they have to choose between raising a child or starting a new business, right?
Correct. And I believe that it is the quality of time that matters. So if you only have 20 minutes with your child, make sure that those 20 minutes are not distracted minutes. Those are 20 minutes that you're fully, they have your attention and you have their full attention. And that's when, even if you don't have that much time, it is the quality of time that matters. And for moms out there, I do know it is very hard. I'm not going to say it is not hard. But if you pursue what your dreams are, your kids learn from you, and they learn how to solve problems, and they learn that, you know, there are some obstacles that you can overcome. And the seeing the passion in your eyes, they understand that they need to do something that they love as well.
Very nice. Besides learning to be a hard worker like you, do you think that she's going to continue working in Mireille Collection with you, or like a
TikTok video, to be honest?
Okay. So she is already active.
She is, yeah. She's not a teenager yet, but almost getting there. And I don't understand much in TikTok, but that's their generation. And I'll be honest with you, even yesterday she was doing a TikTok video for me. I'm like, thank you for helping me. I'm part of it.
That's very interesting, and it's good that you have you on your side. But what about her future? Have she decided if she wants to continue being a tax accountant and a businesswoman, or she has something else in mind?
I always say, just do what you love, and that's what my dad used to say, make sure you do what you love. Looking at her right now, she loves animals, so maybe veterinarian. But yesterday she did come up to me and say, Mom, will that be okay if I open up my own business? And what do you think it should be? I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea, you know. Anything you see in the world surrounding you was made by another person, so you can do it too. So just giving her that perspective that, of course, you can do it. Just make sure you work hard for it and you love it.
That's very nice. Yes, I'm sure that anybody who wants to do something, as long as they love what they're doing and they are enjoying it, at the same time, they feel that they are helping the community as well, it would be really encouraging, and that would be great for the community as well as the person who wants to start that business.
That is true. And to be honest, like Female Founder Collective, they always mention this, and I think part of it, there is truth in it, is that when a business is owned by a woman, she doesn't only think about profit, but she thinks about the community, she thinks about her employees' family, her own family, and that makes the business model more valuable and, you know, more meaningful.
Very good, and I just hope that they have more people in the future and right now as well to care about others. More than, you know, just trying to make some money. But obviously making money is part of it. And as I said, this is entrepreneur. So it's about making business and making money.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. We are running out of time. I really enjoyed our conversation. I really want to thank you for coming and being with us today and sharing your amazing experience with us.
Thank you, Debbie, for having me. It was great to be with your audience today. And check us out, because every purchase goes to the artist.
Definitely. Thank you. I also want to thank our great board operator today, Mr. Aydin Hajir, for a great job that he always does. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this informative interview. I wish each and every one of you a happy and healthy week. Have a great rest of the day.
کارآفرینان ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN کارآفرینان
دریافت بیشترین خسارت و یا برترین و بهترین بودن در دفاع از موکلین وظیفه قانونی و اخلاقی یک وکیل است، نه امتیازی برای تبلیغات.
من رادنی مصریانی و همکارانم با حداکثر توان از شما دفاع می‌کنیم. امتیاز را شما به ما خواهید داد.
دکتر رادنی مصریانی، وکیل تصادفات و اختلافات کارمند و کارفرما. 818-80-80-88 818-80-80-88 mesrianilaw.com.
من سیامک شجریان، عهده‌دار تدریس آواز و ترانه‌های ایرانی هستم.
من کیاوش نورایی، سازهای ویولن، پیانو و سنتور را آموزش می‌دهم.
پریسا دانشور هستم، مدرس نی و موسیقی کودکان.
مهدی باقری هستم، مدرس کمانچه، ستار و تئوری موسیقی.
میثاق اسحاقی هستم، مدرس کمانچه، تنبک و دف.
متین اسحاقی هستم، مدرس تار و ستار.
310-477-4141. همین جمعه ساعت 12:30 بعد از ظهر دکتر نادر جوادی، متخصص خون و سرطان، در مورد بیماری‌های سرطان با شما گفتگو خواهند کرد. دکتر نادر جوادی 818-578-6454.
Live with Rudy Bakhtiar.
هر یک شنبه 10 صبح از 670 ام رادیو ایران.
به به، چه عجب که به ما زنگ زدی.
هیچی نگو که حالا احوال ندارم.
چرا؟ مگه چی شده؟
با یه کامیون تصادف کردم، ماشینم هم داغون شده. گفتم از تو بپرسم چی کار کنم، چرا که چند وقت پیش ستلمنت خیلی خوبی داشتی.
سوال نداره، معلومه دیگه. زنگ بزن به وکیل خودم، چرا که اگه اونو انتخاب کنی جکپات کردی.
جدی میگی؟ چطوری؟
من که تصادفم به شدت و جدیت مال تو نبود، طرفم هم بیمه تجاری نداشت، پیام شایانی برام کلی پول گرفت. چه برسه به کیس تو؟ اگه لاکی 7 رو بگیری، چند برابر بقیه وکلا برات خسارت میگیرن. زنگ بزن به لاکی 7، چرا که در انتخاب وکیل جکپات کردی.
818-777-77-77 لاکی 7.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
چگونه بیماری روانی به اعتیاد تبدیل می شود و در سنین پایین چگونه مصرف مواد مخدر می تواند به بیماری روانی منتهی شود؟ یک شنبه 12 ظهر به برنامه ای از امید اینستیتوت آف منتال هلث در این خصوص توجه کنید.
Be the Change با بیتا میلانیان 670 AM KIRN همین یک شنبه ساعت 1 بعد از ظهر.
عرض کنم من موکل دکتر کامران یدیدی نیستم و تا به حال پرونده با ایشون نداشتم، ولی با اجازه خود ایشون دارم مطالب رو میگم. من با دوستم توی ماشین بودیم و تصادف کردیم خیلی بد. دوستم گفت من میرم پیش کامران یدیدی، کارش بهتره. من گفتم نه، یه وکیلی هست که میگه اینا همه تبلیغاتیان و من میخوام برم پیش اون. خلاصه پرونده و دکتر درمون، موقع حساب کتاب مبلغ خسارت دریافتی دوستم $100,000 از من بیشتر شد. به وکیلم گفتم مگه میشه اینقدر تفاوت؟ ایشون هم منمن کرد و دلایل عجیب غریب آورد. منم کپی پروندهمو آوردم پیش آقای یدیدی. یه نگاهی کردن و گفتم پرونده خراب شده و دیس ایزید. اونجا بود فهمیدم چرا مردم فوری میرن پیش یدیدی. یعنی هر کی میخواد بدونه چرا کامران یدیدی، کافیه فقط یک بار پروندهشو ببره جای دیگه. و سلام.
دکتر کامران یدیدی، برگه برنده شما در امور تصادفات. 818-999-99-99.
هوای تازه.
هر یک شنبه از ساعت 7 تا 9 بعد از ظهر با من پروین جوادی.
چو در دست است رودی خوش، بزن مطرب سرودی خوش، که دست افشان غزل خوانیم و پاکوبان سر اندازیم.
Ever forgotten a password or misplaced your cell phone or keys? That's what every day feels like for a person living with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's Greater Los Angeles provides free services to families and caregivers in Greater LA and the Inland Empire. Remember, you're not alone. Go online for help, to donate, or to get involved at 844-HELP-ALZ or ALZGLA.org. That's ALZGLA.org.
میتونیم داستان نویسی یاد بگیریم.
میتونیم تو کلاس نمایش شرکت کنیم.
میتونیم برقصیم رقص ایرانی.
میتونیم مشقامون رو بنویسیم.
برای ثبت نام در برنامه افتر اسکول مؤسسه فرهنگی ابن سینا یا برنامه پلی روم که به صورت ساعتی از بچه‌های عزیزمون نگهداری میشه، لطفاً با این شماره تماس بگیرید. 949-415-4544.
از هم اکنون افزون به پخش زنده صبحانه با هما سرشار از ساعت 8 تا 10 بامداد هر شنبه، بیش از پیش از رسانه‌های اجتماعی نیز یاری می‌گیریم. برای دسترسی به آرشیو برنامه‌های گذشته خانه دوست و صبحانه با هما سرشار، آنها را در یوتیوب، فیسبوک، اینستاگرام، تلگرام و سامانه شخصی‌ام برای شما یاران وفادار بارگذاری کرده‌ایم و هر هفته آنها را به روز می‌کنیم. در رسانه‌های اجتماعی ثبت نام کنید، دنبالم کنید و لایک را فراموش نکنید تا هر زمان که خواستید برنامه مورد علاقه خود صبحانه با هما سرشار را گوش کنید. نان داغ و چای داغ و بحث داغ. homasarshar.com، facebook.com/homasarshar، youtube.com/homasarshar، instagram.com/homasarshar، telegram.com/homasarshar.
رادیو ایران 670 AM با صدها هزار شنونده در ایالات متحده و سراسر جهان پشتیبان جامعه ایرانیان در جنوب کالیفرنیا به ویژه در لس آنجلس و اورنج کانتی است.
شما نیز می توانید از همینک با تایپ نشانی KIRN 670 AM در اپ استور و گوگل استور گوشی‌های خود